This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Kevin Callahan. He is the CEO of Pioneering Technology Corp. And I think Kevin is one of the best CEOs out there, and his numbers definitely prove that. They trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol PTE. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Thanks for having me.
Hey, give my listeners a little background of yourself and a little background of your company and how you got involved with Pioneering Technology.
Okay, I began my career after leaving university in banking and then switched into marketing, which is where I spent the majority of my career, focused on branding and product development with a lot of big companies from around the world. About 12 years ago, I shifted and got involved in venture capital. Well involved with the venture capital firm I was working with, I met this little company, which at the time was called ThermoSmart, which is now called Pioneering Technology Corp. And I was very intrigued by the fact that these very smart engineers had come up with solutions for what are very real problems.
Absolutely.
In the marketplace. Now, my previous life as a marketer, it was all about spin. So coming up with ways of communicating to address opportunities or problems. Whereas these guys would go lock themselves in a room and actually come out with real solutions. So I found it fascinating. Initially, I was just an investor, but later came in to run the company. And the reason being is that as engineers, they were brilliant at coming up with solutions, but didn't know or have the first idea in terms of
how to market it,
market or commercialize the product.
Exactly.
So from that point, they had numerous technologies that were focused on common household appliances, and we decided to focus on a very specific area, cooking fires. At the time, I didn't realize that cooking fires were such a huge problem.
I didn't either.
I know, it's amazing. Just to give you an idea, in 1980, cooking fires were responsible for about 20% of all household fires in North America.
Right.
As of today, they're responsible for close to 48% of all household fires in the United States.
That's incredible. I thought it was Uncle Joe falling asleep with a cigar in his mouth.
Well, that's what most people think, and typically people think it's seniors who, you know, forget that they have the stove on and walk away, or they take a phone call and then something ignites on the stove and they have a serious problem. But the reality is that the majority of people, well, let me take a step back. As the fire service would say, the problem is three things: men, women, and children. But the reality is it's people between about 35 and 50 that create most of the fires, whereas it's the older or seniors that tend to die or are seriously injured in these fires. So it's a huge problem.
I understand that. My guest today is Kevin Callahan. He is the CEO of a Pioneering Technology Corp. They trade on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol PTE. They also trade down here in the States on the OTC market, pink sheets, under the ticker symbol PTEFF. Tell me a little bit about this technology and product you guys have called Smart Burner Product. What is that?
Okay, sure thing. We have we've actually created products to address most or all cooking appliances in someone's home, but our most recent product, the Smart Burner, is quite interesting and has gained a lot of momentum and is driving a lot of the growth for the company. It's a product that is installed on an electric coiled stove. Now, you might say that a lot of the stoves out there these days are, the trend is towards smooth top, but the reality is that in the multi-residential world, the majority of the stoves are electric coil stoves. A typical electric coil stove goes up to about 1,400 degrees Fahrenheit. The technology has not changed in over 100 years.
Wow.
You only need 212 degrees Fahrenheit to boil water. So at 1,400 degrees Fahrenheit, you know, why do you need all that additional power and heat? You don't. So through all of the testing and the work we've done with big testing labs throughout North America, at about 400 degrees Fahrenheit, or sorry, that's 668 degrees Fahrenheit, because I'm in Canada, I sometimes talk in Celsius.
Right.
668, common household materials, and specifically cooking oils, will auto-ignite. So literally, spontaneously combust. A fire is created, and if the person is in the vicinity of the stove, they may be able to put it out. But they may not know how to put it out. The proper way is to smother it, but most people don't realize that, and they throw water on it, which is like creating a bomb.
Right.
And then the place burns down and bad things happen. What our technology does in the smart burner is it's an easy-to-install plug-and-play product where you just pull the existing electric coil out, stick the smart burner in, makes the stove and kitchen look a lot nicer. It cooks more effectively and efficiently, saves energy. But most importantly, what it does is it controls the high-end temperature below 668 degrees. So you're never going to have a cooking fire.
You know, you guys are basically in an untapped multi-billion dollar global situation here. Is that the big opportunity for people to get in on your stock right now? There's very little people or companies in this space.
Well, it's a huge opportunity. Awareness for the problem is growing substantially to the point where industry, for the first time, so the appliance manufacturers have acknowledged the problem and are in the process of changing the standards, which means in the next 18 months, I believe, June 2018, they won't be able to sell an electric coil stove that doesn't include temperature-limiting control technology like ours. At present, there is nobody doing what we're doing. Our technologies are patented. We have close to 200,000 units out there right now in multi-residential facilities in North America and around the world with the U.S. military, and we have 100% efficacy, meaning there has never been a cooking fire using our product. So for what in the United States annually is a multi-billion dollar problem, we're helping make that go away. So it's, we believe we've personally disrupted the industry. And things are about to change for the better for everybody.
Well, you know, I want to talk about that. I looked at your guys' quarterly report the other day, and if I'm off on these numbers, please correct me. Your revenues were a little bit north of $1.6 million for the third quarter. That was up 35%. Your net income compared to the third quarter of 2015 compared to 2016 was $240,000, up over 200%.
That's true. So here's what's happening right now. We're really just scratching the surface of this problem. It's the problem in North America is not widely understood by consumers or investors. It is well understood within the multi-residential world because it costs them big bucks every year. We haven't talked to the market about our product at all. We, you know, unlike a lot of other businesses that are out promoting their stocks before they have something tangible and a real business, we took a different approach and we focused on, let's build the business.
That's right. And
we'll discuss it with the market. We've just started doing that recently. And when I say we're scratching the surface, we're a small company. We started out as a small company. We have four or five salespeople who are selling in the U.S. and Canada our products. And the way we're doing it is going to trade shows and meeting with industry organizations. But over the past 9 months, based on the strength of the smart burner, we have partnered with three of the largest multi-residential supply partners in the United States. Those companies being HD Supply, Staples Advantage, which is a division of Staples, the largest business supply company in the world, and another company called Wilmar, a division of Interline Brands, which was recently purchased by Home Depot. And what that means is we have trained their people on the product and the opportunity, and so now we have hundreds of people out actively selling our product, and they love it because it's something new to bring to their customers. There are good margins. They sell in volume, and it's different from the typical day-to-day commodity type items that they would sell.
You know, that's what J. Paul Getty once said. He says, you know, one reporter came back to him in the early 1900s and said, you know, Mr. Getty, how did you make all your money? He goes, well, I realized that I want 1% of myself and 100% of 100 people. So if I just have 1% of 100 people instead of 100% of myself, I watch my sales go up. And it sounds like that's what you guys are doing.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I would say that, as I said, we're just scratching the surface, but those relationships with those three major supply partners were game-changing events for that product, just because it takes us to places that it would have taken us years to get to. They're in all the channels we want to reach, and they're taking us to their customer base, which, as I said, would have taken years for us to get to.
You know, I want to talk about How do we take an account for the recent growth? Did it come from multiple residentials, institutional channels, and where are we looking at internationally?
We are pursuing retail listings for some of our products. So we have a retail listing for the Smart Burner, as an example, with a major big box in Canada and one in the U.S. But the majority of the growth is coming from multi-residential. As you can imagine, at retail, you got to spend a lot of money educating the public and driving traffic to the shelf. Whereas in the multi-residential world, it's clearly understood. It costs them millions of dollars a year. They love our product because not only does it prevent the fires, but it delivers for them a return on investment. It's a capital investment as opposed to an expense, which makes it an easier sell. So that growth is coming from those types of channels. And when I say, so multi-residential would be public housing, where with public housing, the U.S. federal government provides grants to a lot of those multi-residential public housing customers for the purchase and installation. They also provide tax incentives. Seniors facilities, big customer of ours. University and college housing, huge problem, big customers. U.S. military, we have installations on U.S. military bases all over the world for obvious reasons. But now we're getting into, you know, suite-style hotel chains. We're selling product into office towers, institutions. So, as I said, just scratching the surface, the category is huge. Just for this one product on the electric coil side, for the aftermarket business is worth about $5 or $6 billion. We've created the category. Quite frankly, we would welcome competition. We don't need it all. The competition would help grow awareness for the problem. In terms of overseas, the problem is a global one. Overseas markets are different. Some are gas markets, some are electric markets. We are in discussions with people overseas right now about, you know, quid pro quo type arrangements where we might sell some of their products into our through our supply partners and vice versa. They'll take our products to the markets that they're close with over in Europe and Asia.
So here's what I learned today about pioneering technology. They're a technology company that has a product called Smart Burner product. It's energy smart tech. It's safer. It's smarter. It's more efficient. It sounds like you guys are a little bit undervalued here, if not a lot. And you're in a space that practically there's no one in, and there's a huge demand for it. My guest today has been Kevin Callahan. He is the CEO of Pioneering Technology Corp. They trade on the TSX, that's the Toronto Stock Exchange, under the ticker symbol PTE. They also trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PTEFF. In closing here, Kevin, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to the listeners?
I think the last thing I would say is that when you say that we're slightly undervalued, yes, we believe we are undervalued based on where we're at now. We are significantly undervalued based on where we believe as a company we're going in the short, medium, and long term. As I said earlier, we're just starting to talk to the marketplace, so people are just becoming aware of the business. And we believe that there's a great opportunity for shareholders and future investors to benefit going ahead now.
Our guest today has been Kevin Callahan. He is the CEO of Pioneering Technology Corp. They trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol PTE. Kevin, I wish you nothing but the best. We're going to check back with you and your company in a couple of months, and we're going to talk to you then.
Everett, thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to speaking to you again.